Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the 7MLC podcast with me, your host, Michael Lewis Cunningham. In today's episode, we're going to be talking all about motivation, why we lose it, and how we can keep it. That's coming up next. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the 7MLC podcast. Unless this is your first time listening, then allow me to introduce myself. My name is Michael Lewis Cunningham. I'm a professional athlete in the Major Arena Soccer League in the USA. Also the owner of 7MLC Training, which is the one-stop resource for aspiring footballers. And we reach players all around the world via my YouTube, which is almost at 500,000 subscribers at this point. Almost 500,000 people, which is scary to think about. I couldn't imagine having that many people in front of me watching me give a tutorial or a training session. But I'm grateful to have this platform that I can inspire, motivate, and educate players all around the world. We also have my website, www.7mlctraining.com, where I provide 7-day training programs to help you improve in certain aspects of the game. You're welcome to go ahead and check those out. We also have blog posts and other resources to help you improve and fulfill your potential. So welcome back. Thank you to everybody who has subscribed, favorited, and just tuned into the podcast so far. We only have one episode out before this one, but it was a great way to start off the new year with 5 steps to crushing your goals in 2020. And I really appreciate the feedback I got from everyone. And I remember saying in that podcast how I was interested to learn where in the world we are going to be reaching with this podcast. And I have some interesting data. I didn't realize I could actually check out the analytics on my podcast platform. But let me just share with you really quickly what corners of the world we've already reached through the podcast. We have listeners from the USA, India, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Canada, South Africa, Australia, Ireland, Pakistan, Vietnam, Egypt, Greece, Georgia, Sweden, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Slovenia, South Korea, Tanzania, Russia, Israel, Serbia, Singapore, Germany, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, Finland, Mexico, Switzerland, Kenya, Cyprus, Brazil, Belgium, Thailand, Mozambique, Ukraine, Nepal, Lebanon, Denmark, Botswana, Slovakia, Norway, Romania, Spain, Zimbabwe, Bangladesh, Hungary, Dominican Republic, and Bosnia. Believe it or not, we've already had people tune in from all of those countries, which has absolutely blown me away. I'm so glad you guys are getting value from this all around the world. But with that said, let's dive right into today's podcast, which is all about how to stay motivated. So we're going to cover what motivation is, why we lose motivation, and I'm also going to share with you a change in mindset you can make so that you don't lose motivation moving forward when you're trying to achieve your goals. And I know that's a bold statement. I know motivation comes and goes, but with the small change in your mindset, you can actually avoid having to rely on motivation on your journey to achieving what you want most. So let's begin with talking about what motivation is. So motivation is the desire, it's the wanting for something, it's that feeling you get when there's something out there that you want to achieve. Maybe it's a certain physique, you want to achieve a certain body weight, you want to get slimmer, you want to put on muscle, or it could be something as far as you want a certain job. You might get motivated to work towards this certain thing. So it's that initial feeling you get where there's something you want most. It can be in big things, it can also be in smaller things on a day-to-day basis as well. So something as simple as having the motivation to eat because you're hungry. The motivation is that wanting to eat. And there's always 3 parts to achieving a goal. It starts with motivation, then the middle part is the action that you're working towards the goal, and then the final part is being rewarded for your effort. So there's always 3 parts. You start with the motivation, which is wanting something, part 2, which is working towards something, and then part 3 is being rewarded for that work and actually achieving that thing. And although motivation's good, it's a good feeling, it gets you up and gets you ready to work, there is a problem with it, and that is that it comes in waves. So some days you're feeling like nothing can get in the way of doing what you need to do that day. You go to the gym, you work out like a beast, you almost have goosebumps because you're so hyped. And then there are other days where you wake up and it's tough enough just trying to even get out of bed that day. So today I'm going to give you a small tweak that you can make to your mindset that can honestly change absolutely everything. And once I made this small change to my perspective, it honestly made it almost impossible to lose motivation when working towards my goals. Are you ready for it? So as already mentioned, motivation comes from wanting the reward, which is on the other side of working towards it. But for the purpose of this podcast, instead of referring to those rewards as rewards, we're going to refer to them as gratifications, which is being rewarded for your work. So let's dive a little deeper into motives, because all of our daily actions are based around motives of some sort. The food we choose, the effort we put into our workouts, how much focus or attention we give during our class that day, how hard you work to make a sale at work. These all require a motive or a gratification at the end of it to allow us to work towards it. So let's take a small example that we all experience on a day-to-day basis, which is hunger. You feel hungry, so that makes you motivated to eat because you want the gratification of not feeling hungry anymore. You want to feel full. And that's a pretty easy one because you get that instant gratification as soon as you eat. There isn't a lot of work that goes into it. You have your motivation, you eat the food, and you're instantly gratified. But in other things in life, that gratification isn't always instant, but instead we call it delayed. And this is where sometimes our motivation gets frustrated because the results don't come as quickly as we expect or as we want. So you probably know someone who is like this, maybe even it's you listening, where they say they're going to get in shape or save up for a nice car, but never actually follow through. And that's because their expectation of how quickly that gratification is going to come is just wrong. They're going into this mission seeking instant gratification, where instead the gratification is a lot more long-term, or in other words, delayed. And this can actually get quite dangerous, as some people can get in real trouble if they don't have the ability to receive delayed gratification. If they always need that instant gratification, they can get themselves in all sorts of trouble. So some people want that nice car, and they have two options. They can either work for it over several months, maybe years, or they can have it right now by putting on a credit card. And because they've trained their mind to receive instant gratification in all the small areas of their life, they'll be more willing to put themselves in tremendous debt so that they can have it now instead of later on. And some people even go as far as to get addicted to this behavior, because usually instant gratification only satisfies for a short period of time. So that buzz wears off quickly and then they want it again. So they put more and more on the credit card. And as you can imagine, it just goes in a downward spiral. And oftentimes they get themselves in so much debt that there's just no way of getting out of it. But on the other hand, delayed gratification is when a person can be patient enough to continue to strive towards that goal, but understand that it will take a journey to get there, that it won't be instant. So when it doesn't come quickly, they aren't fazed and can stay motivated. So if you're somebody that's losing motivation towards your goal, just take a step back for a second and look at the big picture, but also the small picture. And what I mean by that is look at the daily tasks that you already have in your life. Are you practicing the ability to have delayed gratification when it comes to the food you eat? Do you go for the chocolate bar instead of the apple, even though you know in the long term that apple is going to be a lot more beneficial for your body, but you want that instant gratification of the chocolate because it tastes nicer? If you can't experience delayed gratification in the small things, how can you expect to practice it in those bigger things that really matter? The biggest problem is that our modern culture actually facilitates instant gratification. We can see this with text messaging. Instead of picking up the phone or actually visiting someone to communicate, we can just send a text message, which is great in things like business and other things, but in relationships, it can actually hinder that relationship because you're not spending as much quality time together. You're not communicating properly. And also with online shopping, instead of having to go to the shops now, we can just buy things online, which makes it much easier to impulse buy. And within just a few clicks, anything you want can be on your doorstep within a couple of days. So we're constantly training our brain to receive instant gratification. But what we have to do is actively go against that in the small day-to-day things. And over time, we'll build up that appreciation for delayed gratification, which is usually where the most healthy things come. If you practice choosing a salad over eating a hamburger for lunch today, if you practice this often, your body's going to get so much healthier. Even though it might not taste as good at first, that gratification comes a lot later on. Even though there's instant gratification from the hamburger because it tastes good, the delayed gratification is what is going to serve you best in life. But it has to start with those small day-to-day activities. If we can't practice delayed gratification in the small things, there's no way we're going to be able to do it in the long-term things as well. So if you can't choose the salad over the cupcake, how are you going to choose the gym over sleeping in an extra 45 minutes in the morning? Or how are you going to save up to buy that house or buy that car when you can instantly put on a credit card and have it today? Because what you'll find in life is that anything worth having takes work. And the things that come easy aren't worth having in the first place. And with that, I'm going to leave you with one final quote to ponder. Bad habits provide instant gratification, but good habits provide delayed gratification. And that's why it's so easy to spend hours mindlessly scrolling through Instagram or eating the cupcake instead of the banana or stay in bed instead of going to the gym. Because the gratification is instant. But remember, instant gratification always wears off quickly. So if we can understand that good things take time, we won't need to rely on the short-term motivation to get us up and chasing our goals. So practice at first with the small things, such as the next thing you eat or drink. Put down the soda and drink the water. Choose the banana over that chocolate bar. If you can master delaying gratification in the small things, it becomes easier to do it with the bigger things. If you're working as hard as you can, results come in the end. And if the results haven't come, it's not the end. Delayed gratification takes longer to arrive, but once it's there, it provides gratification for much longer. That healthier physique after months in the gym. That healthier feeling when you've consistently chosen fruits and vegetables over chocolate and sweets. That feeling of getting signed to that team after months or years of consistent training. That's what we all really want deep down in life. It's not those instant gratifications. So there we have it, my friends, episode 2 of the 7MLC podcast, all about mastering your motivation, delaying that gratification so you can stay on course longer. Don't look for those instant gratifications because they're not going to bring you the desired results you want. But thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't checked out episode 1, make sure you go back and do that. You can also check out my YouTube channel, 7MLC, for weekly training, tutorials and tips videos to help you fulfill your potential as a footballer. Also head over to www.7mlctraining.com for my 7-day training programs. But with that being said, I hope this episode inspired and motivated you. But most of all, I hope it encouraged you to get out there today and fulfill your potential.